Yes, some people may be influenced by certain people that I suppose that it goes back to those that the whole state disturbs them, and they are none other than the Zionist regime and their allies. And of course, they are going to influence, unfortunately, perhaps certain naive members of the community, causing a rift between Shia and Sunni, going to the Sunni community and say that this is a Shia thing, it's got nothing to do with you, coming to the Shia and say that Palestine and Palestinians are Sunni. These are all the old trick of divide and conquer. Muslims should be vigilant and intelligent enough to be able to read between the lines and understand that there is an agenda behind such things. Otherwise, if somebody is giving a proposal, and it's a sound proposal, imagine that, put the issue of Palestine aside, if, for example, a Shia scientist comes with a treatment for like, during the COVID, if a Shia scientist in Iran, for example, has discovered a treatment for COVID or any kind of disease, would the world and the Sunnis and non-Muslims ever say that, oh no, I'm not going to take this medication because the inventor was a Shia Muslim? You never think like that. So the issue of Palestine is a test not only for Palestinians, but for us as Muslims immediately and for the entire humanity. I really would like to take advantage of the opportunity of this program and reach out to anyone that can hear my voice. Please remember, make sure that you are at least the messengers of those oppressed Palestinians to people around you that you can reach out to, Muslims, non-Muslims, and anyone. In any, find a way that you can help them. Some they can help them verbally, some they can help them on social media to create awareness, some they can financially support, some, I don't know, they can attend a protest. It's not one or another, by the way. As much as you can, make sure that you remember that the Quran says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. No one has the responsibility beyond what they can bear. Within the scope of your ability, make sure that you meet your responsibility. You know, in English, responsibility is called responsibility because your response is within your ability.